Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. BetQL.
Bring it up, Rick.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Twenty minutes away from the final hour of the show, which is the power hour. All our bets for tonight: Packers and the Lions, side total, and props. So, you know, they say it's actually a line from like the James Bond movie with Denise Richards. They say Christmas only comes once a year, but today,
is it the world is not enough?
No, I think that's Holly Berry. Maybe. But her name in the movie is Christmas Jones, Denise Richards, and yeah,
Tomorrow Never Dies, maybe.
Stupid title.
On this show, something about time and death, and I don't know.
On this show, I don't even like saying the word. Christmas will be here twice. Christmas will arrive twice on the show today. Santa Lockie. Santa Lockie will make an appearance in the final hour of the show, the Power Hour, to give you some bets coming up for this weekend in college football. Already gave you Heisman analysis, but you know he's a magnanimous Santa Claus, so he's here for more bets coming up to start the Power Hour. Then it's the Packers and the Lions. But right now, Ken, we close out hour number three here on this magnificent and marvelous Monday with an early look at week three in the National Football League. So I have all the lines in front of me, courtesy of our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. What say I read these out and then we'll kind of pick which ones we want to discuss. Sounds good? Okay.
Yeah, great.
Thursday Night Football. Panthers, a 7.5-point favorite at Davis Mills and the Texans. Total 43. The Bills. So now we move to Sunday's games. Bills laying 9.5 against the Washington football team. 45.5. Total's very interesting. Cardinals laying 7.5 on the road at Jacksonville. 52. Patriots laying 2.5 against the Saints, 43. Browns laying 7.5 against presumably Justin Fields and the Bears, we'll see, 46.5. AFC North showdown in Pittsburgh, Steelers laying 4.5 against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, 44.5. AFC West matchup at Arrowhead, Chiefs laying 6.5 against the Chargers, 55.5 the total in that game. Can't wait to bet the under there. Giants laying 3.5 against the Falcons. I know you want to talk about this game. Total is 48. We've got the Titans laying 5.5 against the Colts. We don't know who Indy's starting quarterback is going to be. 48.5. Raiders laying 4.5 or 5 against the Dolphins. 45.5. Broncos laying 11 against the Jets. 41.5. Seahawks a 1.5-point road favorite at Minnesota. 55.5. Game of the day, Rams laying 1.5 against the Bucs, 54.5. We also have the Ravens, Lions, Packers, Niners. We'll leave those to the side because Green Bay and Detroit obviously playing tonight on Monday Night Football. And next Monday night, Dallas laying 4 against the Eagles. Very, very, very intriguing matchup there. Total 51.5. Ken, anywhere you want to start week three in the NFL?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about week three, we never know when it's going to happen every season, what week it's going to happen. But we always know that at some point, maybe week two, maybe even week one, honestly, in some NFL seasons, a quarterback injury is going to take place. Happens every year, happens a bunch of times every year. And we have to make a bunch of determinations about what is the replacement quarterback worth? How much do we downgrade the team, if at all? And I think there are some situations where the answer would be you don't. We have one already with Washington, I think. And then what do we want to do betting those teams' games, especially the first one? Do we want to just pass? Because who knows what Davis Mills is worth versus Tyrod Taylor? Who could guess? Who could put forth a reasonable guess? So maybe that's not a game worth betting. Maybe I want to bet a game where I feel like I have a better idea of what's going on. But that exercise, the exercise of determining the value of the backup quarterback to the point spread or just how you feel about the team with the starter versus the backup and then figuring out what to do going forward, because of what happened on Sunday with so many starting quarterbacks being injured, we have a multitude of those games on the board. So I think those games, and we can do them honestly in any order, Nick, but just to kind of briefly just limit the games that you just gave out to ones where we have that type of situation. Obviously, Thursday Night Football, Houston 7.5 at home against Carolina. For what it's worth, my number with Tyrod Taylor in the game is Carolina by 4.5. So take that for what it's worth. If we have like a downgrade that's taken place there of about a field goal with Davis Mills instead of Tyrod Taylor, that would be interesting. Indy and Tennessee is definitely another one where we monitor the status of Carson Wentz. I don't want to give my number in that game yet. I'd rather know who's going to play or not, but I think the number is a little inflated right now based on quarterback uncertainty for the Colts, I think is a good way to put it, with Tennessee favored by about 5. That would be a game that's interesting. Who is going to start for the Chicago Bears? Should there be a change in rating whatsoever? Should they be upgraded? Is like a wild question to ask.
Yes.
I think the answer in the market is going to be no, but a lot of people who are going to bet are going to say yes. That's what's going to happen, where I don't think you'll see like the Bears take a ton of money if it's Fields. I really don't expect that to happen, but you could argue maybe there's no downgrade, like a Heinicke Fitzpatrick situation. And then the other one that stands out really quick, we could do Vegas, but I think we think Carr is going to play Miami in that same game. With Tua and whether he's going to play or not.
I'm betting Miami, whether it's Brissett or Tua, this is going to be the number. I'm going to bet Miami no matter what.
Yeah, and we'll do a lot more on this game, obviously, the entire week. But I think it presents an interesting opportunity. Raiders in an unfamiliar situation. We think about their first 2 weeks. Feisty 3-point underdog to the Ravens in your opening building on Monday Night Football. A game that you're giving no chance to win, almost a touchdown against the Steelers, and now big favorite. Which of these sounds unlike the other two, right? It's just, so again, just a different circumstance that we find the Raiders in this week. But that's a game that features a quarterback potential injury? Is it going to be Jacoby Brissett? What kind of a rating adjustment do you make? What's the right number? What do you need to bet into each side? We have that exercise is taking place all over the board this week. Probably more games that feature that type of news than maybe we've seen in a single week in quite some time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like I said, Miami, I'm going to end up betting Miami, I think, regardless of who the quarterback is. I don't know if I can bet the Colts if it's Jacob Eason, but if you're going to give me the Colts as honestly, anything above three, I think I'm probably going to take Indy in that game. We'll see if it's Carson Wentz, but obviously we don't know what the deal is going to be just yet here. I don't know what I'm going to do with Thursday night just yet with the Panthers and the Texans. Well, Capper Drew Dinsick on with us earlier said the Texans probably the right side in that game. I don't know if I can back. We got a couple days to figure that out with Carolina and Houston. Any totals can stand out to you early on here.
Yeah, well, there's a couple. So the first one is one that won't be surprising to people because we talked about it briefly at the end of last week, which is the total between Washington and Buffalo, which I have as 46.5 right now. I don't know what is the Bet Rivers number for this game.
Just I saw 45.5, but I wrote this down before the show, so it's possible it's changed. I'm going to check right now.
And it's worth noting for people where it's like, well, how could it be that at one and that at the other? Monday, especially Sunday night, but really Monday and Sunday night, the numbers tend to go pretty haywire because a lot of us that bet openers are just taking chunks out of some of these games when the limits are still pretty low and when we're not competing with much bigger bettors. So that's a total that stands out as an over game potentially. I think Buffalo's offense, like we have to just pretty much assume it's fine, even if I know Josh Allen's accuracy was not great against Miami and against Pittsburgh's defense. Like, okay, well, that was Pittsburgh and that was Miami. Miami might have a top five defense in the league this year. And now they're playing Washington, who allowed Daniel Jones to basically throw for 900 yards against them. So I think the potential for Buffalo to score in the game is pretty high. And obviously their point total is going to lead this total more than anything else, sort of like Chiefs-Ravens last night. Like Buffalo's going to score. If we think Taylor Heinicke can score enough to get over a below league average total, I think that's a little interesting. We'll obviously wait for weather too for Buffalo as we get closer. We're going to have to start doing that with some of these places as we get later in the week. Wind is a potential factor. And then the other total that stood out to me a little bit too, Nick, the total between the Saints and Patriots, I thought was kind of interesting. Market kind of giving you the implication that this is basically going to be the lowest scoring game of the week in a game that features, you know, a quarterback who 2 weeks ago threw 5 touchdown passes and Mac Jones and the Patriots offense, who, you know, that like seem to have kind of checked all the boxes so far, able to run the ball, great offensive line. It's not that I think there's going to be a shootout at all, but just, okay, the Saints didn't look great against Carolina. They were terrible. They had very, very, very poor yards per play. Does that mean this should be one of the two lowest scoring games of the week? I thought that was interesting as well.
Well, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, magnificent, marvelous Monday, giving you an early look at week number 3 in the National Football League. Now, on Tuesday, tomorrow, we will do the games that Ken Barkley has already bet for week number 3. But for people that listened to the show last week on Friday when we were recapping the Giants-Washington football team game, we were talking about the Giants week 3 opponent, which is the Atlanta Falcons. And Ken, I don't know if you feel comfortable kind of giving this out just yet here, but you did reference it, so I think that anyone that listened to the show will kind of know where your head's at for this game. So your early thoughts here, and you'll give your bets out that you've already made tomorrow, Tuesday on the show. The Giants at Bet Rivers laying 3.5 against the Falcons. The total in this game is 48.
Yeah, this team opened 3.5. It's gone to 3 in a few places. It's 3.5 kind of across the board. So like a 3, a plus 3 even, if you want to take Atlanta at that. Otherwise, like a 3.5, you know, minus 120, minus 125, something like that. I think either numbers are actually kind of crazy, to be honest. And it's worth noting in kind of the Joe Judge, Daniel Jones era. So we take all of last season, the first 2 weeks of this year. You know, they've only been favored twice, and both times it was against an Allen brother at quarterback. You know, that's the only 2 times they've been favored in this collaboration between the two. And now they're 3 over Matt Ryan. Like, does anybody else think that's a little bit crazy? So, again, I gave my number last week. It hasn't really
changed. Kyle and Brandon aren't brothers, right? Or are they?
I don't think they are. I'm actually
pretty
sure.
No, but I think it's funny to call them that. Yeah. Kyle Allen and Brandon Allen. Well, and they the covered Allens. Against Washington. And they didn't cover against Cincinnati, right? Didn't Cincinnati cover in that game last year?
I believe so. And I think, I want the Giants won, but it was by like 1 point or something like that.
Yeah, the Giants won, but I feel like Cincinnati covered that game.
Yeah, Cincinnati covered the number. I think there's no question. So you have a team that's very, very unaccustomed to being a favorite. We like betting the Giants when they're like plus 10 against great teams. You know, like we don't really like betting the Giants when they're minus 3. My number in the game is Atlanta by 1. I think something between pick and Atlanta by 1 basically is my projection. I have insane infinity amounts of trends historically that favor Atlanta as a type of team that's valuable this time of year. Gee, I wonder what type of team would be valuable in week 3. Maybe a team that got absolutely dump trucked twice. Maybe that would be a team that would be valuable in week 3. All of the historical trends bear that out. But it's not just that. It's not just trend stuff. It's trend stuff and my number like screams to bet Atlanta in the game. That is my favorite bet of the week, and that is not going to change.
All right, now we will the rest of his bets out for week number three Tuesday on the show, tomorrow on the show. So there you have it. Ken's on the Falcons here. You can get 3.5. Grab that 3. Also a bet for us here on the Atlanta Falcons. And if anyone heard my rant on the Giants on Friday, you know that I'm not really into supporting the Giants these days. So Falcons will be a play for yours truly as well. Ken, I think a couple totals stand out to me very quickly here. Sure. This Cardinals-Jags total is 52. Kyler's unreal. And as I referenced in the rapid fire recap, that took 2.5 hours. Trevor Lawrence is going to have one of these 400-yard passing days sooner rather than later, I think. That total stands out. The Chiefs Chargers one, like, I get why it's 55.5. Like, we talked about the Chargers red zone woes. Yep. Like, that one's really interesting here, where I can't imagine I'll take the over there. I don't know if I'm definitely going to take the under, but I can't imagine taking the over. Rams Bucks, fascinating. Seahawks is a short favorite in Minnesota is fascinating. And that Cowboys Eagles game, totals 51.5. I can't imagine betting an under there. I think I like the over there. I actually think I might lay it with Dallas, but a lot of time that we have to figure that out on the week three card. So all sorts of good stuff here coming up week three in the National Football League. Yeah. Speaking of three hours down, one more to go here on You Better You Bet. And that hour is the power hour. All our bets are coming up for the Packers and the Lions side total props right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.